Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, Jennifer. Hold on, my camera here.
I know. How are you doing?
I am doing good. I am, yeah. Just the NLS work. Now we to the final ones tickets. So now we are 100% done with
Oh my
90
gosh.
euro tickets for Sunflower and Trillium.
That's a lot. Congratulations. So, I mean,
Yes.
I'm glad they're, the delays and stuff, they still have been able to work around that. Yeah.
It's costing some hours to make that happen, but you have to navigate and solve things.
Very true. I can't believe March. I mean, it's going quickly. So before you know it, they'll be like on Folio for 7 years already. And like, what happened? And I know Caitlin is coming today.
I saw that she's back.
Oh.
The government is open.
Yep, the government is opening and the BS is flowing.
Definitely have come to after this particular shutdown and not being able to collaborate with Caitlin, I have now a very can't live with them, can't live without them kind of attitude about the government.
Yeah, that's pretty much yeah.
But I
Is there
think
actually?
you have done an awesome work, Jeremy. It has been yeah. I wanted to
Yes,
say
with
that.
Todd's help, it's been yes, you've bridged the gap.
Yes. So stepping up, all of you. Thank you so much.
You guys make it easy.
Shoot, I was trying to make it as difficult as possible for you.
Yeah, bummer, bummer.
Keep up the good work.
All right. I need to make a copy of the meeting, I guess, so we have
And
something.
Cloudflare is down. That's like security. Gosh, I have to. Todd, do you know
It's
the?
kind of a CAPTCHA replacement, kind of sort of one of the gateways we put in front of a lot of services to help cut down on the amount of just like bot scraping and that sort of traffic.
Yeah, so if your website is says internal server error, it might be because of Cloudflare.
Yeah, I wanted to go double check that an IP address was in a certain range. So I thought I would ask ChatGPT about that. And that's a no-go this morning because of Cloudflare.
Yeah, I wanted to check our OneDrive for something. Yeah, no.
So I have heard that these AI robots, they do not respect if you have set up your web page for not being
That is
scraped.
correct. That is absolutely correct.
But that's a disaster.
I think
Yes.
all
Yes.
over the world, we have the same problems of these also just.
And some of the distributed scraping is really challenging, as you'll get definitely distributed networks coordinated. So we would have some of the things we observed is a whole bunch of hits against our catalog, but from different IP addresses. So you might have 10,000 in an hour coming from 10,000 different IP addresses.
And some of them actually could be hostile
Oh, it's
attempts.
clearly all one one coordinated effort. So it's a distributed, it's a kind of distributed, it kind of winds up being a denial of service attack sometimes.
Parts.
But AI is making our lives much better.
Yes, it is. It's making it 10 times better. Southie had any recently, but we were having the same exact thing. It was a range of IP addresses, and it would jump around, usually from some of the different areas in Asia, and then there was a few from Europe. It would be a pool of IP addresses on one day, and it would just all hit the catalog, and it would just have to block them.
Yeah, one of ours was a whole bunch of different IP addresses, but coming out of a 10 cent data center, which I think was around Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
But 10 cent is a Chinese VPN, so there's no tracing back to the origin.
Speaking of AI and the product council, do we think, I know Jeremy Nelson has been doing a lot of work with AI and trying to observe the different ways in which that might be integrated into Folio. Do you think at the various institutions, around our community, that there would be interest in an AI SIG?
I think it'd be helpful. I mean, I know Cornell, for instance, they're doing an AI initiative. They're actually trying to build their own AI server, and they want Cornell to use that instead of outsourcing it. We also have a subscription to Copilot. I think there's a lot of, let me rewind that. I think there's a lot of potential for large language models, machine learning, and that within Folio, not necessarily AI, because they're different things. But yes, I think having like a AI SIG that talks about like how these things could be used within Folio and outside of Folio might be helpful, because it's definitely going to happen at some point in time. We have to kind of keep up with what's going on. But
so I like that idea. And I am actually in that boat where I am very skeptical, but I think it would be a way to set ourselves in the driver's seat and get see if there's anything useful. But I am a little bit, as Martin probably maybe remember, I'm a little bit a machine stormer around that. I don't have much faith in the output we see right now. But I think learning about it and be specific about where can it be useful in, the Folio and the Folio library community context. I like that idea.
I'm not sure if Jeremy Nelson would be interested in that at all. Is Alexis still on the call? Yeah.
He loves talking about this stuff. Airflow and AI.
Yeah.
His two favorite things.
Martin, I see your hand.
One question about SIGs in general, maybe. This year we had two or three or maybe four new SIGs. I mean, privacy SIG is reviving. And I'm wondering, because on the one hand side, we have new SIGs, on the other hand, we have, these reports or laments that people have some kind of SIG fatigue. So I'm wondering whether, do we have too many SIGs for the community to work in? I mean, too many SIGs for the amount of work that can be done by the community? As a product council, I'm wondering if we should ask ourselves, if you introduce new six, and the amount of free, what do you call it, amount of work that can be done by people in the community does not get bigger, then maybe need to shut down or lay dormant other six, so that the remaining six have enough people power, so to speak.
Todd, you have thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think that's I would agree. I think that I might frame it a little differently in what is the interest, or where are the areas where the broad community feels some sense of urgency enough for a SIG to be enough to support the activity of a SIG? Because if there's no sense of urgency, or perhaps no sense of being consequential, of having an effect, then maybe those are areas where the SIGs can back, you know, where the SIGs would back off. I'm not certain how to have that discussion, because I don't think it can be a top down PC decision, but I think the PC could very I think the PC is the right place to have that discussion and to encourage that discussion.
It does seem like a question that we should ask, and maybe take some time to analyze. I'm trying to think of, it seems, I know that we have plans to have a, you know, kind of an all SIG meeting, and we had talked about, you know, maybe kind of switching the flow of information from the SIGs talking to us doing some, like, you know, maybe vision casting or something like that for the SIGs from the PC. So maybe we can look at what it would be like to initiate conversations about that. I mean, I have, from my perspective, I have kind of mixed feelings on it, but part of me is like, well, you know, I mean, if people are interested in getting together to talk about a certain thing, and I mean, I guess any healthy SIG, I feel like should be able to persist because they're doing a thing. But there probably are some SIGs that are kind of sending signals, no pun intended there, that they're, you know, they're, the level of interest in that particular domain might be waning, or not, there might not be as much traction around it. So being able to identify or encourage or have, maybe it's as simple as just being able to have a culture where there is a clear exit ramp for SIGs that have their, when their time has come, if we, like, we kind of like lay that out, this is what that looks like. But Alexis?
I wonder, so there's, I think there's something in between a SIG and a working group that this might be better. It might be better to have the AI idea. I think we are asking, as I think the difference, the recent difference is we are asking the SIGs to do work for us, or we're asking them to do work like the prioritization and all that, the reports and all that. And I think that's the stuff that I'm not sure every group necessarily, it's not like a, this wouldn't necessarily, what are we asking them to do? Do we want an AI group to come back to us and tell us where AI might fit into Folio and make some kind of recommendations that the PC would then, I don't know, publish or whatever, or help fund or talk to the community council about, I don't know. Or do we just, I don't know, what are we trying to get out of this, I guess is my question, and how much work are we gonna, because we do, what are our expectations?
What you just described does sound like more like a working group, you know, a group to go off and like make some recommendations. That sounds like a working group. Yeah,
I don't know, but I don't know if that's what we want.
Charlotte?
So the data import started out as a working group. Entity management started out as a working group. And during the work, you can say the topic matured, the group matured, and later it was then defined as a SIG. And I think that might be how we have started new topics. And then that's a proven concept. Maybe we could do the same in this area. But I do think it is, and I'm even coming from a vendor, and I know Sebastian Hammer was one of the first starting out testing and playing with this, with the ChatGPT, and that was 3 years ago, so he was front runner on that. But it would be good that it is not just the vendors, you know, coming and presenting, here is what AI is going to be in Folio, that the community, the users, the libraries have the, is in the driver's seat.
The AI is getting played around with so much at our library, both from just end users and also from the developer sorts. You know, everyone's got a little toy that they're messing around with or something, you know? And I'm sure that's the case again and again and again at libraries across the Folio community. So it does seem like some kind of forum where we can start, you know, pooling together our collective experience around AI and figuring out how it could and should impact Folio. It just seems prudent. Jennifer and then Todd.
So I think with a lot of either the working groups or even, you know, I think we called them like topic groups, they have to have a champion. So someone who's really, you know, saying that person takes on the work of, you know, convening, coordinating, and maybe not in the long term, but definitely short term. So I think if we don't have that, I mean, even if you say, you know, we want this, then it's really not going to go anywhere. And I'm wondering if it hasn't happened yet, it could be just because we're busy with other things. So, I mean, I'd love a discussion on AI, but for example, I want data import to work, you know, and I want data import to work now rather than have AI do it. So, and even, you know, small things like that, you know, I want course reserves to be better. You know, I want, you know, data export to be better. I mean, I think we're still working on some of these thin threads that maybe, I would say AI maybe a little later.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Though I do have to say, maybe AI data import is the next new. No.
Let's try it.
So, yeah, I mean, I would probably not even make jokes about trying to build something AI on top of something that's not already working. Just saying. It might be that this is a question and very closely related to the question of what's the, what are the SIGs that are meaningfully active? Because it could be that this is framed as a question out to the community or out to the product council. Is there sufficient interest? And then in terms of scope, I would think that if there was such a group, we would want to give them some latitude in defining their charge. Because I could certainly, like, applications of artificial intelligence in Folio would be one of the things, but also looking at hazards, looking at cost benefit. I mean, you know, cost of AI is not something that gets much play, and that's because the costs are generally pretty hidden. So if there was enough interest and if there was someone who wanted a championship, I would probably encourage giving them some broad some broad space in which to define their work.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Jennifer's point about the points about, you know, there's only so much effort available, and there's already places where we still need things to work. So I think it comes down to what does the community have the stomach for?
Mm-hmm.
What do they have the burning interest in? Because if it's just because it's a shiny, the new shiny toy, that's not great.
Yeah, I feel like, to some extent, I feel like at this point, I am not, I'm still relatively seeing a bubble with the AI thing. But at the same time, it does seem like a conversation that's been pretty persistent at this point. And I don't know. I'm super excited to say Caitlin has her hand up.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. I've been listening in for a while. I just realized my camera was not on. But acknowledging that I missed the first part of this conversation and the last 6 weeks of our work together, I'm still kind of coming up to speed. I just had the question, since AI is a generalized technology, wouldn't it be part of all of the SIGs? Like, why we don't have like a SIG for databases or something? Like, why would it have its own SIG, and what would the SIG be? What would the product be?
So I do think it would be really good to get, it might be a good place to start might be to just get Jeremy Nelson to come talk to the PC. I've attended for two WolfCons in a row, I've attended the workshops that he's done on AI. And he does seem to have a vision for some possible ways that AI could be integrated into Folio. But from like a technical perspective, I think that you're absolutely right, Caitlin, that from the user perspective, if AI were to have some sort of integration into Folio, you would want to see it broadly kind of surfaced in the application. So that it would have an impact across the various SIGs, and every domain within Folio would probably have like something to say about, well, this is how we see AI, you know, being useful in our domain. But from a technical standpoint, its implementation would probably need to be centralized and then distributed throughout the application, just because you wouldn't want to have to like configure the AI for inventory and then configure the AI for, API keys for connecting to specific large language models or things of that nature. Like you would kind of want like a centralized, kind of beachhead for AI in the application that then was able to be surfaced in the other applications. And he has talked a little bit about what that, I mean, I think he even has like an edge AI module that he's kind of put together, a very kind of proof of concept kind of thing. So there are some, you know, nascent projects around that topic, but I don't know. Thomas.
I can't find my mute button. Actually, on the opposite, I don't think having a generalized model would actually be helpful for Folio, because, and I think that's where the problem is. A lot of people are using ChatGPT, they're using Copilot and others, which are generalized AI models, which are trained on a whole bunch of different things. What I was envisioning more for Folio was, and I'll use the one that everyone hates, Mark cataloging, because it keeps messing up, but having specialized models that are trained to do specific tasks that help with those tasks. So data import could have a specialized trained model that all it does is it knows how Mark is structured and how the different fields are mapped and help with mapping those fields and getting that information into Folio properly. So it wouldn't be one massive model. It would be smaller little machine learning models, little large language data sets, that sort of thing. And then you also have discovery layers. Like maybe there is a larger model that ingests inventory and links that to external information. And that is presented to the user as a chatbot. And that's why where I think an AI SIG might come in handy is identifying where those small or like machine learning models could be used, larger models could be used, and what data it would need to be trained on might be helpful. But yeah.
I'm seeing now that we have 4 minutes left. I have been diligently trying to get this sorted out, agenda sorted out as we've been talking. Oh, Caitlin.
Oh, I was going to talk about, we're limited by the dependency on open source, right? Is that a part of the conversation?
Well, I think that's a really good point. I mean, it hasn't come up yet in this particular conversation, but that would be an angle that we would need to look at for sure.
I just wanted to float this since last time I had my head in the PC game, there was a question about what like distinguishing services different vendors might be able to provide, looking for niches for people. It seems to me like in the flower releases, we are limited by open source, but if individual vendors wanted to work with specific AI models that are not open source, then that's like up to them and would be out of the scope of the PC.
It depends on what we're distributing.
So I know for our purposes, it would have to be open source, and we also would have to have the ability to turn it off. Because currently the Library of Congress is prohibited from using generative AI because the Copyright Office is part of the library. That's our specific use case and like our dog in the fight. We do have specific experiments going on with LC Labs on AI cataloging, but just like some interesting avenues to think about. That's all.
I will put AI as a topic on our future topics for the PC. I think that as evidenced by the last 20 minutes or so that we could have some fruitful conversation about it. Do y'all mind if I just run down through this agenda real fast and we see if I missed anything? I think, let me click edit right here. I think I get to Caitlin, throw your name back up here. It's exciting. Okay. One announcement that seems important to make is that there will be no PC meetings next week because of Thanksgiving. Any other announcements that anyone can think of?
That includes canceling the planning meeting.
I had thought so.
I mean, if there's an interest in having it, we can, but.
Okay. I think there might be folks who have taken off, at least on the US side of things. And then also with no PC meeting to plan for, there might be diminishing returns on the 30 minutes, but. All right, so we got our update spots here for folks. I decided to pull the completed action items out from the action item spot and throw them up here just so we could kind of touch base on the stuff that's been done. I did get permission to update the wiki shortcuts that we had talked about. So that is working now. I can update those. So let's maybe just take a few minutes to talk about what we would like to see there. And then we had two charters remaining to go over for the working groups, and I figured that could fill up a lot of our time. And anything else? Does this work? Does this look like a PC meeting? Okay. Very cool. Thank you, everyone. I'll update this, and I will see y'all around online and see you Thursday.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.